I'm now joined with Gerry Farrell, Operations Director for Dublin Town, to discuss antisocial behaviour of a minority in City Centre some weekends ago and what action has been taken to address the issue. Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for joining us. Good
morning, Johnny. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. First of all, Gerry, roughly how many businesses are currently members of Dublin Town?
So we have around 2,500 members, Johnny. That covers kind of the core City Centre area from Stephen's Green on the south side all the way over to Parnell Street on the north side.
Okay, and what was their reaction to antisocial incidents that occurred over two consecutive weekends?
Obviously enough, Johnny, there was a lot of concern expressed. You know, we tried to respond to that as best we could. We set up meetings with Dublin City Council and the Gardaí, gave our members a forum to air their concerns, obviously, because there was a lot of optimism with hospitality beginning to reopen. And there was also obviously concern that, you know, some antisocial behaviour was affecting retailers who had already opened a few weeks back.
The incidents, they primarily involved large organised groups congregating at locations around South William Street, St Stephen's Green and Temple Bar. And according to reports from the Gardaí, on one occasion on St Anne Street, you know, there were glass bottles and missiles thrown at them and all of that kind of stuff. What do you make of all of this?
Well, look, it's very disappointing to see, obviously, because, I mean, thankfully, I think the City Centre, sometimes it has a reputational issue, but generally speaking, I think the City Centre is, by and large, a safe and welcoming place. It's not something that anyone wants to see, and it's not something that, you know, you want people being greeted to, you know, perhaps on their first visit back into the City Centre after a number of months due to lockdown and things like that. So look, it's obviously very disappointing with so many bars and restaurants and cafes reopening now, being able to do outdoor seating, things like that, that's not something you want to see just as they're getting ready to reopen. And obviously for the retailers as well, who are already open and trading, that obviously had a very negative impact on their trade. And I know some of them had to close for the day and things like that.
And that incident on South Ann Street involved a group of roughly 200 youth. Like, that's quite a large number, isn't it? And worrying for others.
Yeah, no, it is. It's obviously a concern, and it's something that, you know, obviously we've made clear to Garda Síochána about. We have a good working relationship with them. It was highlighted to them. I also had recently set up a meeting with a number of hospitality businesses and the Gardaí from Pier Street and Kevin Street, so they could actually talk to them in person about, you know, any concerns they have, or the guards could also update them on policing in the area and so on.
Okay, so a number of arrests were made, some were charged with public order offences, a small number were released with adult caution, and a number of minors have been referred for juvenile liaison officers. Is there a need, you know, for changes in the law in relation to juveniles? What's your view on that?
Well, look, I think there is plenty of good people working in the as juvenile liaison officers and in the probation service and so on. One thing we have seen, we have it under Irish legislation, but it's slightly different. It's quite unwieldy piece of legislature. But antisocial behaviour orders could perhaps be looked at again. You know, people may have one kind of idea of what that means. Obviously, you know, it is technically it's a barring order from the area for someone who's repeatedly causing problems in the area. But generally where it's worked best, and we've seen kind of university studies on this, is where someone, perhaps a young person, is barred from an area because of antisocial behaviour issues. But then, following on from that, you have a level of supports then offered to that person, be it counselling or probation services or mental health services or whatever that might be. And often, sometimes, that barring order, okay, it's taking a problematic person out of that area where they're causing difficulties, but it's also giving, maybe removing them from a negative social situation or negative peer group that might be influencing them as well, and then trying to, you know, make sure that they get the supports that they need. So I've seen it work in other jurisdictions, and if it's properly resourced, I do think it could work here in Ireland.
Okay. Would you agree that if the reopening of restaurants, cafes and bars for outdoor dining had been allowed before the last bank holiday weekend, the incidents of large crowd gatherings and antisocial behaviour may not have happened?
Look, I think you only really have to look at the bank holiday Monday, which was the first day of, you know, the June bank holiday Monday, that outdoor seating was allowed. And it was, I was in town myself, I spoke to a number of businesses on the day, and the area, you know, City Centre was very well managed. It was very clear what patron belonged to what business, it was very well managed, but it also gives that clear delineation for if there's a member of Garda Síochána around the area of, you know, who is belonging to what business. And there was far less of an issue with people, you know, buying cans from off license or, you know, takeaway points and things like that, because, you know, they're, most people are happy enough to sit at a table and, you know, enjoy the sunshine and enjoy the nice weather. So I think that is a good example that it does work. It makes things easier to police, and it makes things easier to manage.
Okay, and what's your view on how the council handled the situation? You know, in terms of providing more toilet facilities and bins and so on.
Well, look, I'm pleased to see that we've got there now. I think, look, in terms of the toilets issue, this is not a new issue. I mean, it's something that in my job we've been calling for more public toilets for years now, over 10 years, in fact. And I think it is something that the city should provide as a public convenience. We've lobbied strongly for the introduction of public toilets when we recommended the last lockdown last year. And obviously the council, in fairness, installed very good facilities up at the top of Grafton Street and just off Mary Street on Wolfetown Square as well. And, you know, they're very well patronised, you know, public toilets. So it shows there is a demand there. And it's something I think that longer term, I think we need to look at maybe, you know, we've said in the past we're happy to work with, you know, property owners and things like that and the city council to look at maybe, you know, permanent locations where public toilets could be put in kind of high profile areas. But I think longer term we do need public toilets in the city centre just as a basic necessity. And I think if anything the pandemic has shown, there is demand for that and that the majority of people will treat, you know, public facilities well and are appreciative of them.
Okay, and what's your view, Gerry, on how the Gardaí have handled the whole situation?
Look, it's been a difficult situation for the Gardaí, obviously. I know we were talking off air, Johnny, about kind of St. Patrick's Day model, and I think that's something I've seen myself work quite well. We had a lot of antisocial behaviour issues in around the city centre on Patrick's Day previously, and I think the very coordinated approach taken by the Gardaí, managing it almost like it's a large-scale event. And not just the Gardaí as well, there's buy-in and cooperation with a lot of stakeholders, with businesses, with the city council, with the transport companies, you know, to, you know, manage, you know, people coming in, manage antisocial behaviour, and that works well. So I think a similar approach, I think, longer term can be adopted for events like this. Hopefully we're not coming out of another lockdown again, but for other large-scale sort of gatherings. So look, if you think about it, unfortunately this year we're not going to be hosting the Euro 2020 football matches, but you would have expected something similar had we hosted those games, you know, next month or in July and things like that. So, you know, I think those sort of large-scale coordinated multi-agency plans do have a lot of benefit, and I think St. Patrick's Day and the progress that's been made there is a good model to follow.
All right. By the way, Gerry, in what ways can business community play its part in all of this?
Well, look, I think a lot of people have been out of the city centre for months now, if not longer. And I think it's on all of us. It's, you know, it's on me in the role I do, but it's also, I suppose, the responsibility of all the businesses in the city to basically just put their best foot forward. Because I think everyone will benefit then because, you know, a lot of people now, they're, you know, they've got used to working from home. They've maybe got used to ordering stuff online more than they previously would. So what we have to say to the public is, look, there's a range and variety of offering in the city centre from retail, from culture, from arts, from great hospitality, restaurants, bars, cafes, all that sort of stuff. And there are dozens of reasons to come into the city centre and enjoy yourself. And that, you know, maybe you don't have to be in town, but we want people to want to come into the city centre. We want people to basically make the most of their capital city.
Right, so we'll leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention before we finish?
No, just supposed to reiterate that point, Johnny, that, you know, look, I've seen stuff in the last couple of days as hospitality businesses have reopened and, you know, some people have made big investments in their outdoor areas and things like that, and some really nice places in city centre, really nice atmosphere the last couple of days. So just, you know, to encourage people to avail of that and enjoy it.
Right, so thanks again, Gerry, for joining us. Good talking Cheers. With you. All the very best. Take care.
All the best, Johnny. Bye-bye.
Now, that was Gerry Farrell, Operations Director of Dublin Town, talking about antisocial behaviour of a minority in city centre some weekends ago and what action has been taken to address the issue.